On this part, two stories on traffic issues and a couple of local groups raise money for cancer charities. But firstly, if you have a fondness for puddings, this story will be right up your street. It is news that is sure to have the sweet tooth salivating. A top pastry chef who carved out a career at a string of Michelin-starred restaurants in London has decided to open a dessert restaurant in Norwich. Jamie Garbutt, 34, worked at the Waffle House in the city before a call to Gordon Ramsay's company started his meteoric rise. He has worked with Marcus Waring at Petrus, which has two Michelin stars, was Yotam Ottolenghi's pastry chef at his flagship restaurant, relaunched the Playboy Club in Mayfair, where he serves stars from Snoop Dogg to Stevie Wonder, founded Jinju London, and has appeared on Iron Chef USA. His daughter Ella is now 19 months old, and with a second daughter on the way, he decided to return to Norwich with his American wife, Stephanie, 32, who he met while she was completing a postgraduate degree at UEA. They have now opened their restaurant called Fig Bar in St John Maddermarket, and the desserts are the stars of the show. There's also a strong selection of local teas and coffees, cakes, croissants, savouries such as chorizo pork pie, and the restaurant has applied for an alcohol licence. The whole point of this was to bring dessert into focus, explained Mr Garbutt. If you go out in the city for a meal, to the theatre or the cinema, you might not want the night to end. Unless you go to a pub, there's a lack of places you can go to later in the evening and have anything like a snack or a dessert that's not in a traditional pub setting. They also hope to catch the pre-theatre crowd and will open up through the day as a meet-up spot. Mr Garbutt said everything on the site would be made by him, from the bread to the ice cream, the pork pies to the cakes.
Parish councillors are calling for better safety measures at a village crossroads following two serious crashes in just 1 month. A car ended up in the dining room of the Brick Kilns pub and restaurant in Little Plumstead after being involved in a collision at the junction in May. Less than 4 weeks later, three vehicles were involved in another crash at the same crossroads along Norwich Road. Now Great and Little Plumstead Parish Council is asking for more warning signs to be installed before someone is killed. A county council spokesman said, "We have revisited the site, and our view is that these current measures are appropriate, but as part of our routine maintenance regime, some remedial work to the road markings and visibility of signage will be carried out." The spokesman added that the new Northern Distributor Road would also take traffic away from the area.
Drivers could be in for a summer of disruption on the Postwick hub, because £100,000 needs to be spent to make changes to a roundabout on the £21 million scheme to keep traffic moving. Up to 8 weeks of work would be needed to create a new segregated left turn lane at the Postwick Northwest roundabout, because of problems with traffic coming from the Great Yarmouth direction and heading into Thorpe St Andrew. As previously reported, a trial to test the proposed change had to be abandoned. Norfolk County Councillors will be asked to agree to create the segregated left turn lane at a cost of about £100,000, which would come out of the 2016-17 highways budget.
Staff members from Leeds Building Society's Norwich branch have cycled 26 miles in memory of a friend and colleague who died in 2014. The group raised more than £3,400 for the cancer charity Big C in honour of Mick Copping, who worked as the legal and general financial advisor at the branch. They took 3.5 hours to cycle from the branch at Guildhall Hill along Marriott's Way to Aylsham. Stacey Fountain, who coordinated the fundraiser, said, "We are so happy with the support we've received from Leeds Building Society and our members since we started raising funds in March, and would like to thank everyone for their support and donations."
A tennis club from the region has raised more than £700 for a national cancer charity. The ladies of East Anglia Tennis and Squash Club held their annual tennis tournament recently, raising £770 for Macmillan Cancer Support. Sean Campbell, fundraising manager for Macmillan in Norwich, said, "This is enough money to fund over 195 Macmillan nursing hours, offering vital support to those who need it most." To all of the people involved, those playing tennis and the local businesses supporting the event, we thank you. Without people like you supporting us in Norfolk, we wouldn't be able to continue support people across the county. Since the annual event began in 2010, a grand total of £4,880 has been raised for the charity.
The Evening News is always supportive of local charities and this year has teamed up with the Benjamin Foundation to support its biggest fundraising event of the year, the Norwich Sleepout 2016, taking place on Friday the 11th of November from 7pm to 7am. Last year, a similar event raised £17,000 when over 100 people slept rough on a Norwich car park to raise awareness and money about the issue. The feature is written by Luke Powell, and our reader is Robin Quine.